possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
UGA's Inventor of the Year for 2017 is Biao He, Professor of Infectious Diseases at UGA's College of Veterinary Medicine. He has filed 8 invention disclosures, ranging from a parainfluenza virus vaccine platform system to a novel mumps vaccine to a method for inducing innate immunity, leading to 1 issued U.S. patent, 4 pending U.S. patents, and over a dozen pending foreign patent applications. He's here today to talk more about his work in infectious diseases. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first, congratulations. We're very proud of you. I would also like to say, wow, that is a lot of accomplishments.
Thank you very much. You know, really, I come to think about that, I'm really grateful and feel very lucky because, as you know, I do now make those inventions in my garage, and really, I have to do it in my lab. That means I need to have a lot of support from my department, my college, and the university. And so, you know, the university and the college have invested a lot in past few years in infrastructure as well as expertise. And also the things I have done, and I was very fortunate to have a very good commercialization department in OVPR to help me to realize some of the invention or some of the discoveries we have made and to commercialize it. So I feel very, very fortunate.
Well, and we're all fortunate as well to have someone like yourself working in such an important area. Can you talk just a little bit about some of the different areas that you focus on with your vaccine development?
Right. So one of the things we are working on right now is using a platform system, which has actually been issued a patent last year to develop various vaccines. And one of them, of course, is a flu. And as you know, flu is a big problem, especially with emerging avian flus. We have also used the platform system to develop HIV vaccine, Ebola vaccine, and MERS vaccine. And then we've also been working on malaria vaccine as well. So with this system, we can do a lot of things. And I'm very excited that we can work on so many different areas. And one of the reasons is, again, come back to the university's investment in infrastructure as well as expertise, because I could not do those work without the collaborators in the University of Georgia as well as in other universities.
And that is a very good point. You do work cross-departmentally and, you know, across the university. One thing I see on the list here is an anti-cancer therapy that you're working on. And can you tell me just a little bit more about what that is and how you're approaching that therapy?
Oh, that's really a great area. I'm glad you asked, because as a virologist, I always think about infectious diseases. But many years ago, I came to this idea and realizing you can use a virus as a therapeutic agent. So there is this field called the oncolytic virus research field. And a couple of years ago, actually, FDA approved a virus as a therapy for cancer and treatment. Now, one of the really major issues in terms of moving cancer therapy from animal to human really is we don't have a very good animal model system. So when I came here, I talked to one of my colleagues and in being in vet school, and I was told that, and forgive me for not knowing this before, a lot of dogs actually have cancer. So a lot of times when we do therapy, we use laboratory mice, but mice and human, there is a big gap. So now what we can do is use dogs or companion animal as a way to test our cancer therapy. So in this particular case, I work with Dr. Corey Sable in small animal department in our college, and we tested some of our therapy in those animals, and the result looked very promising, and I'm very excited about this.
Well, that is amazing, and it does, you know, lend to the fact that we have an amazing research university with collaborators that you can work with and really stretch out in all these areas. I see also tuberculosis, malaria, like you mentioned, and HIV. Can you tell me, you know, of all of these, is there a certain way that you approach the development of all these vaccines? Are they all different, or do you have a similar approach?
Well, for the most vaccine we're developing, we use a platform system. So that makes it easier. That is, we have a vehicle, essentially. We can put in different things into this vehicle to make a different vaccine. For instance, if we want to make a HIV vaccine, we can put in HIV and specific antigen, something related to HIV into our vehicle, then we can make a vaccine. That's why we can make so many different vaccines. Now, I'm an expert on the vehicle, on this platform system, but really, like I said, I rely on my colleagues who are expert on HIV, expert on TB, expert on malaria to help me to develop those vaccines.
Well, again, congratulations, and thank you so much for being here today to talk about your work.
Thank you for having me.
Today, we've been speaking to Dr. Biao He, the Fred C. Davison Distinguished University Chair in Veterinary Medicine and the University of Georgia 2017 Inventor of the Year. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.